Hey guys, welcome back to episode 2 of the relationship show. This is me, Aditi Sethi, and I'm here with my dear friend and colleague. Are you there, Shraddha?
Yes, hello.
So with Shraddha Soni. And our topic for today is respecting boundaries in relationships. So, now, this is an interesting topic because we have noticed that for a lot of people, when they are trying to create a relationship, you're sort of, how do I put it? You're tiptoeing around and trying to get a sense of what works, doesn't work. And then you fall into a certain rhythm. And then after a few years of spending time with that person, you've forgotten initially what works and doesn't work, or the person has changed. And the lines or the boundaries between the two of you start getting blurred over time passes. And what we've noticed is that a lot of people tend not to outline what those boundaries are anymore. And that's where it starts breaking down. So for me personally, respecting boundaries is where I know I have crossed a certain boundary. Or a person has crossed a certain boundary with me when I would tend to put up my hand and say, I'm sorry, this is it. I am done. I can't really take any more. And I'm finding it even difficult to communicate with you or maintain this relationship with you because I just kind of get the feeling that I'm giving way more than I can to this relationship. So for me, then saying enough is my ticket to freedom. Where I feel that, oh my God, I really need to stop this in order to breathe or have space. So that is where I realized I have crossed my boundary. So Shraddha, do you want to talk about yours?
Yes. For me, boundary is my personal space. It's my comfort space. So each time I step out of my comfort zone, step out beyond a certain point. Of course, we all step out a little bit out of our comfort zone sometimes. But beyond a certain point, if I go out of my comfort zone, or I realize I'm only living outside my comfort zone to maintain a relationship, or anybody stepping into my comfort zone, I think that would be violating boundary. Whether it's in terms of, how you speak with one another, the kind of time we give to one another. Or like you rightly said, when you start feeling so drained that you feel like you can't, it's just enough. It's that point of enough. So anything outside my comfort zone. And when I say comfort zone, I mean comfortable zone. As much as I can stretch, and I can't stretch more than this. That's the point of boundary. That I don't have the ability to stretch more than this.
So is it safe to then say that, this is where I have lost my capacity to give, or yes, I have lost my capacity to even be myself, where I feel that I have to cut back or cut myself short in order to deliver this for you.
Yes.
Right. So I think that's a very interesting area. And it's so strange that aren't like most of the terms and conditions of having a relationship that you do this for me so that I feel better about myself. Now, I don't care whether it's comfortable for you or not, but you have to deliver this for me so that it makes me happy. And then I might choose to be with you.
Yes. And sometimes it even borders into, I don't even care if it is in your capacity to do it.
Correct.
It just has to be done.
Yeah. So this is, I think, one of the ways in which we tend to begin to violate the boundaries of the person that we are with, or where we don't recognize that ours is being violated when we are being thrust upon, or there is a certain amount of levy on us that we have to deliver this for a person. And we actually don't have any interest in doing it, but we do it because we are so afraid we're going to lose them. So there's a massive fear of saying no when you actually want to say no. we hesitate to say no and we say yes, surely because we feel that we're going to lose the person if we don't do this. And we don't even check in to see whether it's comfortable for us or whether we like doing it. And outside of this relationship, would we even do this? You know, and it's unlikely that we would.
Yes. And I somewhere also feel our own sense of boundary is blurred. Even our sense of closeness is blurred. So I would think we are extremely close if we are almost entangled with each other. I get so used to having a person in my space to a point where then saying no is not possible. It's going to put me into guilt.
Correct.
So in that sense, we've lost our own sense of boundary.
Yeah,
very true. Which is how we violate other people's boundaries, because then if I don't have a boundary, how would I think you would?
Yeah. But I think our listeners would also probably like to know, like, you know, just maybe 2-3 examples of what boundaries could be like. You know, you remember we were discussing the other day and you said something very interesting to me about that 11 p.m. call. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, yes. That's actually the same thing that I mentioned, you know, how you have to understand your capacity. So, like, for example, you know, if I'm not a night person, I'm a morning person. I can't stay up late night and, you know, be fresh and alert and up late night. Now, if I don't make that clear to my colleague that this is out of my capacity, and my colleague calls me up at 11 p.m. or 11:30 p.m. to chat, it's violation of boundary. But then I haven't expressed my own capacity to her. So not expressing or not knowing your own boundary actually is one of the biggest ways we violate boundary.
Absolutely. So that's actually a great example. And we tend to even do that, you know, especially when we live in slightly larger families. There is a tendency for us to be constantly available for others without having a sense of what would I like right now? What truly matters to me right now? You know, there is a tendency, like, for example, I remember I had done this when I was married, that, you know, you tend to overstretch yourself in order to make everybody else happy. And just simply just being yourself there in that space isn't enough to make somebody happy. You think you have to do all these things. And those are things that you wouldn't normally do if you were with some old friends who knew you for who you were. You know? But you suddenly find yourself doing these weird things you never did before, and you think you have to do them in order to get the love, approval and appreciation. And you are already crossing your own boundaries there then. You're getting into an uncomfortable zone. So
yes, and that actually brings another point, Aditi.
Yeah.
What you're saying is very true. You know, I think we've mixed up being close with blurring boundaries.
Yeah.
So you know how when you said that this whole joint family thing, my only way of expressing that I'm close to you would be you can walk in and out at any point of time and it's okay because we are close.
True.
So that's a very important point you brought up.
Yeah. So it's almost like, you know, if you came with a certain belief system of, you know, your own definition of space and freedom and all of that into a family where that stuff doesn't exist, you'll also be willing to forego it in order to gain the love, approval and appreciation and control and security and everything that the other people have in that family. True. So that is how each of us takes the first step in violating our own personal boundaries. And then unfortunately, you cannot really ever blame somebody else for violating and crossing your boundaries because you've let go of yours. You know, we've done the damage to ourselves even before somebody else could.
But for that matter, even in relationships, you know, when you even get physically intimate with somebody, when you're actually sometimes not comfortable, sometimes just not up to it.
Yeah.
That's also crossing of a boundary. That's also actually disrespecting yourself. And to a point, I think even the other.
True.
Because while you're trying to tell the other that I'm so happy to have you or so grateful to have you, you're feeling indebted. So in a way, you're not bringing in positivity into that relationship.
True. Actually, that's a very interesting point because, you know, when you say that you feel indebted, we tend to do compensation in an overdrive mode. If somebody has done something for us, instead of really genuinely being grateful, we drop our boundaries and we make ourselves available to be walked over. And we feel that that is being grateful when it's actually not. Having gratitude along with personal boundaries is also very critical. That yes, you must appreciate and be grateful if you think you do, but not at the cost of having your boundaries crossed. You know, we tend to blur the lines very quickly in relationships. What do you get about that, Shraddha?
Yes, yes. So one of the things, in fact, that I pick from what you said is being overtly available.
Yeah.
Is a big sign that your boundaries are blurred.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then similarly, these kind of people who are overtly available, they also shut off very abruptly when they do. Which means either their boundaries are completely blurred or they're totally shut down and shrink.
Correct.
There is no healthy boundary.
Yeah. So you have an example of somebody, right, who tends to do that. You were telling me about this person the other day, that she tends to either be too much in your life or she's just suddenly what you call ghosted. That's your favorite word.
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, that's true. That's another kind of people I have noticed. Yeah, they are overtly available to you. You call them up at 2 a.m. and they're there. And these are not, I don't mean 2 a.m. on an emergency. You could call them up at 2 a.m. to chat and they're available to you.
Yeah, and this is not emergency or drunk dialing.
None of it. They're overtly available because they have a need that is met by being available to you. They also want to become indispensable to you.
True.
So they actually become overtly available to you. They make themselves indispensable to you in a certain way. And one thing you do that doesn't suit them or that triggers them, and they go ghost.
Yeah.
Like they just go, they actually rip you off even the original emotions you have. You could be a very dear friend and I'm really fond of you, and you could just ghost me because I did something that triggered you that I'm absolutely not aware of. In fact, in that sense, sometimes you're obviously never even aware that the other is overtly available to you because of their own need.
True.
So over-availability is clearly one of those big signs,
yeah,
I pick from this,
yeah,
conversation.
Absolutely. And I think also being overly resourceful, you know, being available in terms of your time and space and then resourceful in terms of your energy. Like you go, yes, out and run errands for them, you do things for them, or they will constantly call you, you know. They could easily get onto the internet and search for stuff, but they would rather call you because information is faster available through you. And you, there's also a possibility you would then volunteer to do it for them. And somewhere at the back of their heads, there is an unconscious bias that you are more resourceful than what's available on the internet because you've just been readily available to them always. And you've readily done things for them always. So you actually put yourself in a position where you can't say no. So
yes,
the very premise of such kind of relationships is that you dropped your boundaries and you didn't make them clear, You made yourself available. Hence, it's very difficult to blame the other person. That you've always told them, hey, this is okay with me. It's okay that you call me at 2 a.m. and it's okay that you call me 20 times a day. And it's okay that you ask me to do all these 10,000 things. And it's okay that I don't have my own life and I leave it all for you. So this is actually the message that you're putting out to people.
Yes, but remember, beneath this okay
is a not okay.
A huge expectation.
Yeah. And there's also a not okay there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that is where I think we were earlier speaking about, you know, your unwillingness to say no. And there becomes a big confusion. So it's like you say no when you mean yes, or you say yes when you actually mean no. And then you feel very, very guilty for saying no. And that's where we really set ourselves up to be energetically and emotionally hammered in relationships.
Yes.
Okay, great. Wow, we've actually covered a lot already.
Yeah, in fact, information also, you know, reminded me of how people put out excess information, like on social media, or I could bump into you at an airport and in the half an hour of wait you tell me everything about your life.
That's right.
I mean, that's like, you know, that's like inviting somebody into your boundary and saying, come, here's my entire life, take it.
Right. That's what we refer to as TMI, or too much information.
Too much information, yes. And it's disrespecting your own self, your own privacy.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, tell me.
No, I was saying that here's the interesting part is when you actually give away too much information, somewhere in the other person's space, they're thinking, A, oh, this person is comfortable sharing all this with me. B, which means automatically that I'm free to comment on it and that I'm free to even pass judgment on it. So you actually have given the person the license to label you or think of you in whatever way they please. So just remember that when you're giving away too much information about yourself and your entire life in half an hour of bumping into somebody at an airport, you're actually giving them the license to judge you. That's what I wanted to share.
Yes, I agree. Because you're actually making yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
And there is no thought. There is no reason. Maybe you are vulnerable. You don't have, as I said earlier also, that we ourselves have no idea to what a boundary means.
Mm.
You know, my boundary is my personal space. It includes physical intimacy. It includes information about me. It includes emotions. And how much should I be sharing with who? The awareness of how much am I actually sharing and how much I should be sharing.
True. Very true. Cool. The other way that we tend to violate a personal boundary is also, you know, becoming the, where we become the go-to person for somebody. We become the expert, the problem solver, the 4 a.m. friend, the fixer, you know. And I have found that I have done this before. That's not even correct English, but I've had a tendency to do this. And it's something that for me personally, I have brought to light recently and I've started to be more aware of it. It does rear its ugly head sometimes, but then, hey, you know, which of us don't have these demons within that we aren't fighting and taking care of? So this is the thing that I have, you know, I do tend to do, is to become a fixer for somebody, to become a helper, the assistant, the fixer, problem solver of somebody's life. And it's almost like, oh, I have to be there for this person because they are, you know, well, going through this pain and I don't want to see people suffer. And there is a tendency to rush right into their life and start fixing. Now, I am unaware at those moments what I'm missing out with my own pain and my own suffering, where I am not willing to be there for myself. So I have crossed my own personal boundary here. So I have violated my own space. I have violated my own beliefs at this point. And this is actually a strange form of abuse, self-abuse. So if you tend to be a fixer, problem solver, 4 a.m. friend, and an expert in somebody else's life, my recommendation to you is look at where you're not willing to be there for yourself first. What are you running away from? What are you not willing to take a look at in your own life that you think will get resolved if you fix somebody else's? And we don't realize that the byproduct of this is we completely blur our lines. We completely blur our boundaries in this. Yeah. Shraddha, what do you get about that?
Yeah, I agree. In fact, something that you said also, one of the very, very important things to understand when you're violating boundary is it is a form of abuse. You know, very often when people talk about having experienced an abusive relationship, abusive is not necessarily physical always. Very often it's emotional also.
True.
And emotional abuse is in fact a very subtle form in a way because you don't even realize it. But abuse begins with you. When you have no idea of your own boundary, when it's all blurred, when you're out there available for anybody to come seek help. I don't say there is anything wrong in giving help or being there for a friend. But you have to know whether you're available for a friend or you're just available for everybody. You have to know whether you're operating from compassion or you're operating from some need. Or you're just there because you don't know what else to do. So yes, violating boundaries is actually a form of abuse. And abuse to your own self. In fact, even to the other. Like, you know how we were discussing these days? You're sitting at a waiting room. Maybe you're sitting again at an airport waiting for your flight. You're going through your phone. And the person sitting next to you is peeping into your phone. Like, hey, what is it? You're just crossing your boundary, actually, because you're looking into my personal space.
Correct.
That's my phone. I could be checking my emails. I could be chatting. How can you just peep in? That's also violating somebody's privacy, somebody's boundary.
True.
I mean, today, for that matter, even in relationships, you know, it's a very strange thing that happens where, you know, sometimes when a client comes to me and says that I checked into my spouse's phone. Now, however bad the marriage might be, you address the marriage. Why do you check into people's things? You don't do that. You address the issue straight up. How do you cross those lines? Why would you cross those lines?
True.
In fact, I have even heard of relationships where they even share each other's passwords and stuff. It's actually also somewhere invasion of privacy.
Absolutely.
Not like one would have anything in the mailbox, but really, why? I mean, there is also something called as personal space.
Yeah. There's also something what you said at the beginning of the show that we can loop this back with is we think that everything of this other person and mine has to kind of merge in order to feel like you're together or that you are in a relationship. And we feel that somewhere drawing a personal boundary means that you're distancing yourself from them.
Yes, in fact, that's also where, Aditi, somewhere drama comes from.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, drama is one of those things which is completely blurred boundaries. Huh? It's, you know, relationships that are ambiguous for that matter. There is no definition, no title.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, the let's see where it goes kind of relationships are relationships that have no boundary.
Absolutely.
You know, or even within families, when you see there is tension, chaos, confusion is another thing.
Mm.
Whenever there is confusion, know that the boundaries are blurred. We've all gone into each other's spaces and nobody has a thought that's clear enough.
Correct.
And we're all confused.
Yeah.
So, relationships where there is absolutely no clarity, relationships where you feel you're taken advantage of or being taken for granted.
True. You know, the thing is, over here, what tends to also happen is for a lot of people who are, let's say, they're seekers, they're on the path, they've done enough years of spiritual practice or whatever. There is a tendency, we don't want to define this anymore. So we're not talking about a definition in the terms that, so this is a box of a husband and this is a box of a wife and you have to fit into that. That's not the definition we are talking about. The definition somewhere means that you have to know what your boundaries are with this person who you call a spouse or with this person that you call a parent or a child or a colleague or whoever it is. It is not about acting out of the role that you're playing. It's not about getting boxed in. It is about understanding that here with this person, this is where I sort of draw the line. That I don't desire to go into beyond this because I am moving out of my comfort zone, out of my capacity to deal with this relationship. And that is the definition we are asking. Actually, the word more than definition is labeling it. So we are clear in our own space where this stands. And that is actually a function of being more mindful and being more self-aware rather than putting yourself in a box and playing a certain role to the hilt. So very often, if you find that you have relationships that have a lot of drama, then become very present to where it is being ambiguous or where is the person creating tension or chaos or confusion and discomfort, where you feel like either you are taking advantage of them or they are taking advantage of you, or one of you is feeling taken for granted. And this is a relationship where neither one of you have stood up and said, hey, can we please define our personal boundaries here? What works and what doesn't work? You know, like getting up at 7 a.m. in the morning and getting on a phone to text you for 2 hours doesn't work for me because I have things to do. I need to finish that. Yeah. So that is also a simple personal boundary that can be expressed. So make a list of these relationships and start understanding where are you crossing your own boundaries there and where is the person crossing your boundaries and start to communicate that. First, be clear.
Yes, in fact, it also brings this thought somewhere. You know, I think we can even define it in so, for example, I don't wish to give you more than this. You know, I don't wish to be available to you more than this. I don't desire to. It is not possible for me and I don't have more than this. True. You know how when we actually categorize it?
Yeah.
With each person. Because if you're not my personal friend or my, you know, you're just an associate or you're maybe just a social friend, then I don't wish to go beyond this for you.
True.
You know, or say you're calling out to me for something that I don't desire to participate in. You know, or it is not possible for me to do this today. It might be possible for me some other day, but today it is not possible. And even then I have to draw that line and say, you know, Aditi, today it can't be done. Can we do it tomorrow? That's also respecting your and my boundary.
Absolutely. Okay.
And one of the biggest ones, I think, which is most relevant in families and intimate relationships is I don't have the capacity more than this.
Yeah.
You know, like this is it. This is my point of enough.
Yeah,
it's I am this much only. I can't provide you more than what I am.
Yeah, I think people haven't defined their point of enough. They don't even know a point of enough exists until they have crossed it so far. You know, like Joey in Friends says that you're so far beyond the line that the line is a dot to you. You can't even see it anymore.
Yes, you know? Yes, true. I think somewhere, but maybe it also happens because we've also been, you know, when you're growing up, for example, of course, those are growing up, you know, growing up days, and it's a different phase of life, but you know, you're like an extension of your mother. You're like her arm.
Correct.
So there is no boundary. And I think the amount of love that you experience, then somewhere you feel that if I don't have boundary, I will continue to receive that kind of love.
Correct.
Maybe that is where this being over available
comes from.
Never saying no.
Yeah.
These things actually come from.
And also one thing I realized right now while we were speaking actually is that when you're a baby, you actually don't have a sense of separation from anything in the world. If there is a hand placed on your body, it doesn't feel like it's somebody else's hand. It feels like your own. And I think as we grow older, we still crave that sort of experience, that sort of space of connection to everything. But we feel that if we define our boundaries, we will never have that. Now, boundaries are not filters. They are not walls that you're building up against other people and against the world. Boundaries is where you're simply saying, I cannot give more than this. That's all. You're still completely open to receiving everything from the world. But in terms of how much you can give in a moment of time is what you're willing to define. And that's all it is. It's your enough point, like Shraddha said earlier. So
in fact, boundary is not that I'm not available to you.
Yeah, just in this moment. You know, you may have something going on in your own space. I know there are days where I just want to be home and I want to be completely quiet. And even if 10 of my closest friends call me on the phone, I don't want to take the call. It's not that I don't love them or I don't want to be there for them. In this moment, all of my energy is going inwards to process something for myself. That is me giving time to me because I need it more than somebody else needing it in this moment. And when I'm done with that and I'm in a more joyous giving space, I'm happy to call them back and be there for them. And it's really just as simple as that. So I think one of the things that is, you know, to really be present to when your boundaries are in place. So first of all, be in allowance that you didn't have boundaries. You're going to have to learn to do it now. Yeah. Look back on your relationships. Where did you want to actually draw the line? Think of those moments and start drawing those now. And don't blame yourself. Oh, you know, I was so stupid. I shouldn't have done this with them. Don't go into regret. Don't go into blame and shame and all of that. It's of no use to you. That's not constructive behavior. That is still destructive behavior. So if you want to really, really recreate a relationship with yourself first, the best thing is to do is to be totally in allowance that you didn't have boundaries earlier, but you're willing to have them now. And like Shraddha was saying a couple of days ago, you know, where she was talking about a client or somebody, and she said, we often forget to be gentle with ourselves. You know, be gentle with yourself in this process, please. That is very, very critical to better constructive behavior in a way that you can actually create something with this.
Yes, in fact, it's pretty much like, you know, how when we build a wall, like a real wall.
Yeah.
You know how you don't touch it. You have to leave it to set.
True.
You have to be gentle.
Yeah.
Walls are broken aggressively, never constructed aggressively. They're constructed with, very gently.
Yeah.
They are left alone. They are not touched until they are fully formed.
Absolutely.
And this is not a wall of shutting down or being unavailable. I know I'm repeating, but a boundary does not mean I am unavailable. It just means I will be most healthy if I have this secure space for myself and I'm regularly going to come out and meet people and even bring some people in sometimes, but then make sure that I have bid them goodbye after I'm done with them.
Yeah.
And that I'm not living in other people's space, and nor do I have other people living in my space. But yes, it's also very, very important to express yourself. You know, when you decide to set up a boundary, or when you start defining your own boundary, it's very, very important that you express this to people, especially people close to you. Do it gently, do it kindly again. It's not their fault that you did not have boundaries. You have to be honest and you have to say, hey, you know what? For example, it's really not possible for me to talk work at 11:30 p.m. Is it possible that we talk at 11 a.m.? You know, and I'm sure people are kind enough to understand where you're coming from. It's just that people were uninformed. So inform them. Inform them kindly.
Yeah.
You don't have to be you don't have to be pushing people away.
So what I'd like to add to what Shraddha was saying is maybe a great place for you to start is, you know, there are in all our lives we have two or three people who don't judge us, who are actually pretty cool with whoever and whatever we do. It's a great testing ground for you to start expressing your boundaries with them, because you will see that it works there, and then you will get the confidence. And in fact, it's funny, they may actually be much kinder and gentler to you than you have been to yourself. So try it with those people first, you know, because with others, there may be a tendency to get some pushback. Some people may not actually even like that you're willing to create boundaries now, because they will lose the chance to be chaotic, ambiguous, and confused and create drama. Yeah. Those are generally the grounds for drama. Because once things are clear, there is no space for drama. Everybody in it is aware of where the lines are and nobody crosses it. So there's no drama. So with certain people who desire to have drama with you might push back, and they may not like it. And ask yourself if you truly want them around you in a way that they're not controlling you or they're not doing drama, and then start to set it straight. That, hey, you know what? This really actually doesn't work for me. It has never worked for me. I've never had the courage to say this to you. And it's taken a lot out of me to come up and say this to you. But I really, really feel I need to say this now. And this is in no way or means to hurt you or make you less. But I really need to express this to you. You know, that's just a very simple way to start off with. And if they are going to push back, give them time. Give them time to adapt. Because this is a new side of you they are seeing for the first time. Don't go all aggressive on them. Just give them time. And if they are important to you, make the effort. On the other hand, if they leave you, you know what they actually wanted out of you. You'll just simply become aware of what that relationship actually was about. Shraddha?
Yes, in fact, something very important that I realized while you were talking. You know, somewhere setting boundaries is also getting ourselves out of the ambiguous space. We live in a lot of ambiguity when we have blurred boundaries. So you know how so often when people come and ask you, how do I cleanse my energy? Or, you know, on a general level, like how do I just stay clear? Stepping out of ambiguity is one of the best ways, a very potent way to stay clear. It gives you clarity of thought. It keeps you clean in your energy. It just keeps you away from ambiguity and in total clarity and awareness. So yes, people who are not very comfortable with clarity or maybe not ready for clarity might push back, might want to leave, might create a bit of a hassle, but it's really okay. You choose clarity. You choose a clear space, a clean space, and set your boundary.
Yeah. And
in fact, self-love also to a great extent means self-respect. Self-respect would mean, you know, having a boundary. Like, this is my space.
True.
So yes. Yeah. So for once, we're going to do a wall building exercise that's going to give a positive result.
True.
Yeah, so building a wall is not a bad idea always. Sometimes it's a healthy thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's like made out of bricks or whatever. It's just made out of transparent material. You can see the other person. They know you exist. But you can't cross that line without permission.
And yes, in fact, one very important point also is even allow other people their boundaries.
Yeah.
So just as you start building up yours, start understanding other people's boundaries as well.
Right. Cool. I think that's great. There was one more thing that occurred was one of the ways in which we also, all of us actually have the tendency to do this, that this is my child. This is my spouse. This is my house, this is my car. That my is like a sense of entitlement and ownership, but it actually comes from a desperate need to be able to control that entity or that person in a way that it's like, what personal boundaries are you talking about? There are no personal boundaries. This is mine. How can they not listen to me? And it's an extremely forceful, dominant energy that we use sometimes to create relationships. Be very mindful of those. So when you are coming from a space that this is mine, and not in a way that you're expressing it to the world, it's nice to introduce the person and say, oh, you know, this is my husband, blah, blah, blah. Not that. We are talking about a state of ownership where you go into branding them with your brand. That how can this person not be mine? Is a pretty dangerous zone to get into. That is where you are crossing other people's boundaries, left, right, and center. So become very, very mindful of that, if that's what you're doing. And because there is a tendency there to abuse the other person, then don't be surprised if they just stand up and run away one day.
And yeah, in fact, each time you said my, I could literally visualize, like I could actually see a person with a hammer breaking a wall.
Yeah.
It's literally like the right to break somebody's wall, right? Like you're Absolutely. My child. How yeah. can you not tell me what, you know, everything about your life, or you're my spouse, or, you know, my best friend for that matter.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So that was one point that we had forgotten to talk about. Okay. So before we wrap up, we just wanted to give you an idea that if you are listening into this show and you're enjoying it, and if you do pick up certain nuances or have certain questions that you would love for us to talk about or answer, don't hesitate to, email us. You can find us on social media, both of us. We also have a link on our Facebook page event. You can register yourself on that link and ask us your question there. We'll be very happy to be in touch with you and or address the topic or the question that you want to ask us.
In fact, if you actually have a topic you'd like us to talk about, maybe you can even drop in a suggestion on that.
Absolutely. And also, this Block Talk Radio show can be shared with anybody. So the link that you're actually listening to it to on right now is the link that you can forward to others and share with them so that they can benefit from this too. Yeah, and you know, be in touch with us. Let us know how you're enjoying it. Tell us what's working. Tell us what's not working. And we're very happy to listen to your suggestions. And we will sign off now. And we will catch you next Tuesday at the same time, 1:30 India time. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Aditi.
Bye, Shraddha.